And now on with the local news. Birds, whales and fish featured in stories in the evening news this week, and we do not include the owl sanctuary here. The Norwich Cathedral peregrine falcons are back and preparing to nest. There was sadder news from Hunstanton, where another sperm whale was stranded on the beach. The University of East Anglia is leading a fight against deadly algae that may be killing fish on the Broads. They have survived the winter, and now breeding season has begun in earnest for Norwich Cathedral's spectacular peregrine falcons. Conservationists from Hawk and Owl Trust have been monitoring the birds via a live feed from a camera overlooking the nest halfway up the cathedral's spire. Lynn Bryce of the Hawk and Owl Trust in Norfolk said it had been a busy winter for the birds, with unusual behaviour seen from them over the colder months. They are a good, strong pair there, and they're both in prime breeding condition, with another three or four more years at the top of their game, she said. Usually, the female will leave, but because it is really good nesting site, the male will stay and defend it. She has been around quite a lot this year, which is the first time we have seen her that behaviour, and the young birds stayed around for quite a while longer than usual too. One of the highlights of the winter was the surprise appearance in December of a bird from the Trust's twin project in Bath, 200 miles away, which was attracted to prime nesting spot. While only the newborns at the site can be accurately aged, the team estimates the Norwich couple as middle-aged, and they were delighted to see the female survive the winter. Since the platform was set up in 2011... an average of four chicks have been born each year from the nest, with a 50% survival rate. The Hawk and Owl Trust has also begun to drive up for its 70 volunteers to staff the Watch Point, which attracts more than 30,000 people each year, and will again be running an information point at Norwich Castle. It will open this year on March the 23rd.
In what's becoming an all too familiar scene on our coastline, it was a tragic end for another giant of the sea. The 40-foot sperm whale, which became stranded off Old Hunstanton, failed to swim to safety at high water, and as night fell, it was confirmed that the animal had died. Earlier, experts admitted there was nothing they could do to save the creature as the tide receded. A cordon was put in place around the animal as staff from Hunstanton Sea Life Sanctuary tried to keep it comfortable by pouring water around its blowhole. Later, British Divers Marine Life Rescue confirmed that the whale had died. The whale was around 2 miles east of where another was washed up at Hunstanton 2 weeks ago and is the 29th whale to have become stranded in the North Sea in recent weeks. The day after the first Norfolk stranding, three more whales washed up on the beach at Skegness.
The public is being asked to join the fight against deadly algae blooms plaguing the Norfolk Broads. Scientists will be inviting people to help with collecting water samples from the Broads later this year. It will form part of a project to understand why Primnesium algae release toxins that kill fish. Last year, it was responsible for thousands of fish deaths at numerous sites in the Broads. The latest findings by scientists at Norwich Research Park suggest that a virus could be partly responsible. One theory is that a specific virus infects Primnesium and causes it to release the deadly toxin into the water. Researchers now have a rapid new system to detect the algae and are working towards similar tests for the virus. By asking the public to take water samples, it will allow them to carry out more tests and prevent more fish from being killed. It is believed that the virus could be living in the sediment and is released into the water when it is disturbed. The research team held a meeting in Norwich on Friday. Scientist Jenny Pratchter from the UEA said its public involvement was important for the project's success. She added that people interested in helping would be provided with sampling kits.